This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A fire tore through a handbag factory in India's capital of New Delhi on Sunday morning, killing at least 43 people. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
The cause of death, a doctor at one of the nearby hospitals said, was generally extreme gas intake or suffocation. Emergency services have been searching the building for anyone still trapped inside. What started the blaze is not yet known, but fires in factories and warehouses in Indian cities are fairly common, as safety regulations are not strictly enforced. Delhi State Minister Imran Hussain said there would be a thorough investigation and action taken against those responsible.
That was Reuters reporter David Doyle. One of the organizers of the protest, which took place in Hong Kong Sunday, said that he estimates 800,000 people were on the streets. Eric Lai said that he was disappointed by actions he called intimidating by the police.
We see they try to set roadblocks and try to intimidate not only the participants of the rally, but also journalists in Central. And even they humiliated some of us with our backgrounds. So this is unacceptable, and we need to tell the police that they should behave and enforce the law in a professional manner.
Crowds were so large and dense that the march ground to a standstill at times. North Korea said it carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site that it reportedly rebuilt after having partially dismantled it at the start of denuclearization talks with the United States last year. Analyst Kim Dong-yub, an analyst at Seoul's Institute for Far Eastern Studies, said that North Korea likely tested for the first time a solid fuel engine for an intercontinental ballistic missile. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The FBI is working under the presumption that a fatal shooting at a Florida naval base carried out by an aviation student from Saudi Arabia was an act of terrorism. FBI Special Agent in Charge Rachel Rojas.
This allows us to take advantage of investigative techniques that can help us more quickly identify and then eliminate any additional potential threats to the rest of our community.
No arrest, and officials said a Saudi commanding officer has ordered all students from the country to remain at one location at the base. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, says all committee members must decide if there's enough evidence to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump after getting the House Intelligence Committee report Monday.
All of us will have a chance to say all of this direct evidence. Can we reach a conclusion and move forward as our responsibility under the Constitution provides? And I think the answer is likely yes.
The leader of the House of Representatives Committee weighing articles of impeachment, Jerry Nadler, told CNN if Trump had any exculpatory evidence, he would be making it known rather than rejecting participation. The White House said Mr. Trump has done nothing wrong. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson dismissed a leaked government document that the opposition says shows that there will be customs declarations and security checks between Northern Ireland and the rest of Britain post-Brexit.
I'm going to fight for every vote.
If you don't mind, Sophie, what
I'm going to do is concentrate on the 5 days before us, because that is what I think the people of this country would expect.
Johnson, who has faced questions over whether or not he can be trusted, has repeatedly said his deal would create no barriers between Northern Ireland and the rest of Britain. Four opinion polls published on Saturday put Johnson's ruling Conservatives between 8 and 15 points ahead of the opposition Labour Party. Pierre Terracina, described as the last survivor among the Roman Jews who were deported from the Italian capital to Nazi death camps during World War II, has died at the age of 91. As a 15-year-old, he escaped the roundup by German occupying troops of Rome's Jews in 1943 and then went into hiding with his family. Women in Saudi Arabia will no longer need to use separate entrances from men or sit behind partitions at restaurants. The decision was quietly announced on Sunday in a lengthy and technically worded statement by the Municipal and Rural Affairs Ministry. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.